right. Well, good evening, everybody. Wow, you are so attentive tonight. Should be that way on Sunday mornings, everybody. All right. Well, if you're watching on the internet right now, if you have your smartphone and you have the capability, we're streaming live right now, and maybe there's some individuals that weren't able to come. If you want to share that live stream, that's great. That would just be a help. We want to help as many people who couldn't make it tonight to be able to be a part and to feel like they're a part of this conversation. First of all, just to kind of, as we get into the evening, if you're in the lobby, come on in. And how many of you enjoyed services today? Anybody have a good time at church today? Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
We thought about bringing the pepper out and just putting it right here.
You will never look at pepper shakers the same.
There's several Facebook comments where people were like,
really spicy spaghetti. I had someone say that.
Somebody said that they were on their way to the store to go buy pepper and flowers.
Yeah.
So both of those things.
Yeah, pepper and flowers. All right. Well, let's go ahead and can we start with a word of prayer? Is that all right? Let's just go ahead and pray together. Heavenly Father, right now, Maria and I, Life Church, we all come together and we ask and we invite you into our meeting tonight. This is our family meeting. These are individuals that call Life Church. This is their home. This is their body. And Lord, I thank you for what you are doing in this church. And I thank you for these awesome partners and these awesome members of this house. And Lord, we just ask tonight that you lead Maria and I's conversation, help us to communicate clearly and effectively what you've put into our hearts and what you're doing. And we just give you thanks and we give you praise for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me ask a question. How many of you believe that God is still a speaking God? Anybody? Yeah, I do. Absolutely. And this is a house that is built on being a relevant Holy Spirit house. And I just want to say a big amen to that. And because we believe God is a speaking God, we believe that God, the Bible says that the sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God. And it was interesting. I brought my journal to kind of give you a little bit of the story. God is continuing a story on Life Church. And I want to say that. I'm going to kind of go back and forth from notes, so forgive me. It's not a perfect sermon or anything like that. This is me sharing from my heart. But if we go back in my journal, I realized it was January 2018 that the Holy Spirit started to talk to me about dreams. It was a brand new journal back then. My very first entry, I showed it to Maria the other day. I said, God began to speak to me about dreams. And he took me through the first two chapters of the book of Matthew, and five times God spoke through dreams. He spoke to Joseph, he spoke to the wise men, he spoke to Joseph again. And God began to share with me when a dream is from God and what it looks like when a dream is from God. And there's definitive action involved, and there's immediate kind of consequences and things that need to be put into place immediately. And it was interesting because I wrote all that out, and that was January of 2018. Well, fast forward to November 2018, the Lord gave me a dream. I didn't know that was coming, but God gave me what I know to be a spiritual, supernatural dream. Now, over the course of the last year or so, we had been sensing or feeling something shifting or changing, but we didn't know what it was. And so we took those feelings of change, those feelings of, God, are you doing something? And just kind of wrestled. Honestly, that's the way it was for that first part of the year. And I got some counsel on it, and basically we prayed, waited on God, and just continued to just see what God would do in that season. And so we continue to try to create vision. We continue to try to move forward like we normally would, to get back into like a normal rhythm. But something was just not the same. It had shifted. Something had changed inside. And so I just didn't know what it was. So then it leads me to my dream that I had in November 2018. And in this dream, I'm not going to get this, just so I want to make sure I don't skip something. In the dream, God showed me the next season for Maria and I's life and ministry. He showed me a very specific ministry assignment that he wanted us to do in graphic detail for us. So I'll keep them, that's between us, because when it manifests itself, I'll be able to check that off to say, yeah, that's exactly what the Lord had said. But he showed us a ministry assignment that was in front of us. And then I heard a voice in the dream that said, this is your assignment, this is yours, but you have to be willing to let go of Roscoe and Rockford to have that. And that's what you need, that's your will, that's my will. And I didn't know what to do with that, because when I woke up, I knew I had heard the voice of the Lord. I heard God in it. And God had already been talking to me about dreams. But I forgot about that. That was back in January. This is now November, and I'm having a dream. And I don't have dreams all the time. I'm not one of those guys that, you know, every other week God gave me a dream. You know, I don't think in our whole married life I ever said God has given me a dream. But I knew that was the Lord. And it kept echoing in my head, you have to be willing to let go of Roscoe and Rockford in order to move into that season. And I think it just took a lot of time. And even when I heard that in November, I didn't want to hear it the way it was said. I was like, well, maybe the Lord meant this. And so
I just want to add there, because for us, right, Life Church was life's work. And when the Lord plants us here to us, we said we would never lay that down, because this is a life's assignment.
Yeah, I remember when we were first building the church, we would have staff meetings, and I would look at the staff and I would say, this is a life's work. This is where our roots are. From this place, we're going to reach the world through this place. And so we've always built that way. And that's why it was so confusing or hard for me to hear that in this dream. And so my natural reaction was, I must be missing it when the Lord said you have to let go of Rockford and Roscoe to possess that. And I thought, well, maybe what he meant was do something else inside of the city of Rockford, maybe in a different part of town, and like consolidate all of our church resources and just launch again in the middle of the city of Rockford. So maybe he meant more like giving up Roscoe and the South Campus, Rockford Campus, as in like the main flagships, and starting a new flagship type ministry, you know, somewhere else, but yet still having all those things. And so I went through all these emotions trying to say, you know, we're here, this is what we're supposed to do. And we even began to have conversation with a local Christian school, if we could use their facilities. I mean, this was all happening, and it was being blessed. We were being favored and stuff. And then all of a sudden, it was a few months back, in the middle of worship, I looked around and it was like the Lord just grabbed my spirit and said, stop it. Stop trying to force something here that I told you, you have to let go of it. And the Lord gave me a verse, because the Bible, I believe, is supposed to confirm dreams. And he brought me to Acts chapter 10. You can look these things up later. I would encourage you to do that. In Acts chapter 10, God gave Peter a dream. He gave Peter, he fell into a trance up on a rooftop. And the Bible says a sheet was lowered down. And in that sheet, there were all of these unclean animals. And he told Peter to take and eat of those animals. And Peter said, I would never do that. Basically, what Peter was saying was, that is not right for me. That is against the rules. That is not the way I will please you. I know how to please you, God. I have a set way that you've told me and instructed me to please you. So I would never violate that covenant or that promise that I made. And God responds to Peter and he says, don't call something unclean that I've called clean. And on the other side of that, what God was doing was he was shifting what Peter was committed to, and he was shifting Peter's, you know, sense of right and wrong, and he was shifting Peter so that a new group of people could come to Jesus, which was the whole Gentile world. And God was telling me, Kevin, that's your struggle right now, is you feel to please me, and to please Life Church is to be faithful to that original commitment, which was Roscoe and Rockford. And I'm the one that's now telling you to go. And since he's the one that's the head of the church, and he's the one that sets the members in the body, it belongs to him. It doesn't belong to me anyways. I said, all right. And it was interesting because it was just a few weeks later, after God gave me that interpretation of the dream and that kind of scriptural backing to say that I'm giving you permission to think in a new direction, that I had a friend, Robert Stern, fly me to Israel to go on a trip. While there, our very first day in Israel, we show up, and it's on the schedule to go to that house that Peter had that dream. And I'm thinking to myself, I've never been to Israel in 42 years of my life. What are the chances that a few weeks after God gives me this dream and the interpretation of the dream, that I'm standing in front of the very house that God gave Peter the same dream and said, Kevin, I brought you out here to tell you that you have to do this. I'm telling you it's okay. I'm telling you this is your next steps. Now, this is something I never picked up, if you like a little bit of Bible history. I didn't realize that that dream that Peter had is in the same city of Joppa that Jonah was in when he was running from God's will for his life. And so basically the two men, Jonah and Peter, had the same thing brought in front of them. Both of them were asked to go reach a new group of people. One said yes, one said no, in the same city. Isn't that interesting? And it was all God trying to reach the Gentiles. It was all God trying to reach unreached people. And Jonah said no, and Peter said yes. And so I was like, I want to be Peter, you know. So we bring you through that, kind of the whole kind of internal turmoil thing. And when the Lord said, you need to stop, it just was an awakening moment to me. And I looked at Maria and I said, I'm forcing this here. And if I try to force God's vision in my heart here, I'll end up doing something wrong. Did you want to say something there?
Well, ultimately, we realized it would hurt the church. It would hurt Life Church. As much as, you know, we would want that, want to stay and not want to hurt the church, as much as we would want to stay, it would hurt us, it would hurt our family, but it would hurt the church. And we've watched that happen before. And that is not what we want to do.
I think the biggest thing was we're very loyal people. And we're committed to you. We're committed to this house. When we started, you know, 16 years ago, there was like, I think 18, 21 beautiful people. And now look at you guys. I mean, you're amazing. We had nothing. There was nothing here. And now God has done all this. But what I think in this last few weeks and seasons, we've realized that all of this is the story of what Jesus has built. It's not what Kevin and Maria have built. This is a story that you're living the fulfillment of prayers that other saints have prayed in. And there's saints in this house now that are praying in the next season of Life Church. And so he who's begun a good work in you, he will be faithful to complete it. And he would not be moving and changing and shifting us and leave you uncared for or untended to, which means the fulfillment of your next season, as hard as it is to say, is not inside of us. What you need and the giftings and the teachings even and the anointings that you need to take you to where you need to be in the next season, it must not be inside of us. And that's sometimes, you know, it's hard as your pastors to say that it's not inside of us. Our gifting has brought you here with his help. But where you need to go, there will be a new mantle and a new anointing and new gifts that are required for that season. But I just think it's really important that we focus that Life Church, and you're a part of that. Remember, he sets the members in the body. He sets the members in the body. He brought you here. And he brought you here, even some of you recently, knowing that times and seasons are changing. So God knew that, and God orders the steps of the righteous. Do we believe this stuff? So if he's ordering our steps, then you should be excited about him bringing change and ordering your steps. I am not one that likes change. I am not someone that's like, let's change it up. If a piece of furniture is in my house somewhere, then God bless it, that's where it's gonna stay. Because it's there. Yes.
So that's where our daughter gets it from, by the way.
And the point of all that is, change is hard for all of us. Not all of us. Some people love change. You're always changing everything. You change your hair color all the time, you know. I won't point any fingers. But we all have to trust the Lord in this. Like, it's not just a walk of faith for Kevin and Maria. It's a walk of faith for Life Church, for you. And the just shall live by faith, okay? Yeah, I was just about to say that. So you might be saying, so where are you guys going? Where are Kevin and Maria going? We have no idea. Which I think is interesting, because I think in a lot of times, you know, pastors have it all worked out, and they're like, well, we've got this other church we're going to, and, you know, whatever. I don't know where we're going. All I heard the Lord say was, lay it down. You have to be willing to let go of Roscoe and Rockford. You know, lay it down. And that's the first step. So we're laying it down. We know we're going into ministry because the Lord showed me a ministry in that dream. I want to say this very clearly. Many of you know we have a business. We have a health business. I am not going into that as my life's work. We were called to preach the gospel. We're called to teach. There are people that I think just because they like gossip, they like to create stories, and there's even been pastors who've left ministry to go do whatever business, and that's between them and God. I'm not them. When I was a little kid, when my mom and dad took me to Lighthouse Assembly of God in Southern California, and I've told you the story so many times, mom was a choir director, and I would stand out in front of that church while mom was leading the choir, and overlooked the city of Riverside, California. And while mom was leading the choir, I was 10 years old, and I preached my first sermons to the rabbits and to the squirrels, and they all got saved. And I cast demons out of half of them. But I remember giving altar calls, and I would envision the whole city coming to Jesus. And then it was up on a hillside, so the wind would blow through the valley, and I would imagine that was the Holy Spirit giving me great power. But that little boy will always be a preacher. I will always be an apostle. I will always be prophetic, and I will live my life to preach the gospel. So I don't know when that opportunity is going to open. We believe and are praying it opens soon, okay? Because just like Peter's vision, he had to say yes to the vision, and then there was a knock on the door. There hasn't been that knock on our door yet, but that's not what I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned about is handing you over well. We're concerned about transitioning your time here, or our time with you here, in the healthiest, best ways possible. So we're just trusting the Lord, you know. And right now, Life Church, you know, this is probably one of the most fun seasons of Life Church that we've seen in a long time. We've got so many great new families coming in. Our worship is just awesome. We're experiencing the presence of God in such a high level. Pastor Brock's not here tonight because he's preaching a graduate ceremony at his old high school tonight. And there's a couple other individuals. Evelyn is at a graduation for her granddaughter, and one of our board members, Bill, is at a wedding tonight. So just so you know where people are. But this season of Life Church, I mean, our lobby looks amazing. We finally have Starbucks in the lobby. I mean, we finally have a sound system that isn't from when we first started the church, you know? Like, it's such a good season right now, you know? It feels so good. Got a great staff. We got great things going on in world missions, things happening. Our children's ministry is amazing. So many things are going so well. And But you know, I felt like that's so God, because whenever God wanted a sacrifice or an offering in the Bible, he always wanted it when it was at its best, not when it's lame and blind. Amen? And something's broken in it. And I feel like we've prepared it, or God in this season has prepared that offering. And so now we can give it and lay it down and know that we're giving our best. And that's a seed into the future of your life and in the future of ours. Why don't you go ahead?
So just a little update on the Kringle family. Because like we said, we don't know where we're going. Our house is on the market because we know that we won't be staying here because we're too nosy. We won't do that well. Does that make sense?
I'm too much of a strong, opinionated leader.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Just be honest.
So we know that the Lord is we're so you can be praying with us. I'll give you a list of things if the Lord lays this on your heart. So our kids do know they're home this evening. You know, and they've had to hold this. So if you're friends with our kids, there's a big relief after tonight because they have an opportunity to share that. So our house is on the market. Our prayer, obviously, Kylie and Isaiah are heading into their freshman year. So that's a big transition. So we're believing God that we'll be wherever the Lord has for us to be in time for them to start the school year next year. So you can be praying with us for that. And this is all they know. And I have to say thank you because, listen, I've not cried for a couple days, so this is, I just have to say thank you because, you know, we've known for a few weeks, so I've had a lot of prayer times and had a lot of conversations with the Lord, you can bet. Some were happy, some were sad, I was yelling, I was crying, I mean, all the feels. But I was just reflecting. And you know, we preach a lot that, you know, God's with us, and when you're walking a faith journey, you turn around and you can see what God was doing and all the ways that he provided for you. And the other day, I just had this overwhelming gratefulness to the Lord because I saw how he took care of our family over the past 16 years. And I'd always wondered, I said, Lord, because when we came to Life Church, we didn't move anywhere. We stayed in town, and the Lord had us in Roscoe. And I'd always wondered, because, you know, most of the time when that happens, you typically move. But we'd grown up here and been here. And I'd always wondered. And the Lord let me see how he was taking care of our family through you. He used you to walk with us through 16 years. He knew when I was having so many children all at one time that I needed a beautiful church family. I needed to be by my family, but you stepped in time and time again. For those of you who don't know our entire story, we had three children under 18 months at one time. So we needed, it. When you hear the saying, it takes a village, it took a massive village. But God used you in our lives. And I just want to say a huge thank you because you have loved our family so well. You've prayed with us through so many surgeries for Isaiah, so many things, and you've cared so well for our family. And we just love you and are so thankful for you. And God has used you as a huge part of our lives. But even God's been proving faithful with our kids. Like they're good. They're doing well. And he's actually been speaking to them and ministering to them.
Yeah, our daughter, who's not big into change, if you know her at all.
Listen, I'm sorry, she's watching. I'm sorry, baby girl. But, like, she's the one that if we put a picture on the wall that wasn't there before.
It is not a good thing.
No.
No.
It's a bad day.
She doesn't like change. And the day after we shared with her that the Lord is moving us and transitioning us, it was hard. But that day in school, the next day in school, she was in Bible class, and they were going over their lesson. She said, "Dad, I think God spoke to me in the Bible today." And I don't know if she's never said that to me before. And she said, "God spoke to me today." And she showed me a verse, and it said, it was in Genesis, and it was talking about Jacob, whose name is Israel. And God said to Jacob, he said, "Don't be afraid. Go with your family down to Egypt, because I will bless them there, and I will prosper you there." And she was like, "God told me it's going to be okay." You know, and I was like, "Lord, you're taking care of the kids. You're making sure that you're not just speaking to us and not considering our kids, but God is speaking to all of our family, because it's a big deal. You are their life. Like, they've worked 3 services a weekend for years. Like, they serve in the nurseries and the kids' ministries and everything here. You know, they consider it like their life, just like mom and dad. This is our life. This is what our life has been about for 16 years. And so now that's all about to change, you know? And so it had to be the Lord, even to help them be, you know, okay with all that. So, is there anything? There's a lot of things the Lord did along the way, because we did wait on it, we did pray on it, we sought counsel on it before we just said, "Okay, this must be what it means." And so you need to know that we did. I have an accountability group of 4 that are over my life, outside of the board here and all that, but just spiritual covering that I look for counsel and advice. And every single one of them had felt that same thing from the Lord, had felt a you know, confirmation. And so you just need to know that we did our due diligence. It wasn't like we just had a dream, woke up, and said, "Hey, we're changing everything." Like, this is a huge deal, a huge shift. And just that we owe that to you as well, that this is not, we wouldn't take your spiritual life lightly, and we don't take the position of being your pastors lightly, or something that we will just move in and out of based on our whims. This has to be the Lord, which then gives us confidence that this is of the Lord, which means he who's begun a good work in us, he's going to be faithful. And again, he's reminded me in this, that you are not ours, that you are the bride of Christ, and he's the head of this church. And he's still the head of this church. Amen? You'll never be without the head of this church. So, all pastors are, the Bible calls us the friends of the bridegroom, and we prepare the bride for him. And he isn't going anywhere. He's right here. And he's got good plans for this house. As a matter of fact, Marie and I joke all the time. We say the one thing we know is that Life Church is going to be well cared for and taken care of. We have zero anxiety about that. We just don't know where we're going. But we know the Lord's not going to do it halfway. So we're going to talk to you a little bit about the mind of God and the provision of God, and what we believe to be the will of the Lord for you as he continues the story of Life Church. I think we need to probably do it all. Okay. Yeah. So in this story, because again, it's all something God's writing. I hope you can see this in this. 3 years ago, God brought an amazing couple to this church. Top level leaders, quality people to this house. And they came completely to serve us. Zero desire to lead pastor or lead a church. And what I look, now you look backwards 3 years later and you begin to see the provision of God in that decision. It reminds me a lot of Abraham and the ram in the thicket, to where God's provision was already there before God ever asked Abraham to lay Isaac on the altar. Are you understanding this illustration? So 3 years ago, God brought Pastors Ken and Crystal Hansen to the church. Over the last 3 years, we've realized how much our visions are the same, how our cultures are the same. They've fallen in love with this house has fallen in love with them. They've begun to minister in so many ways to bring you into different places of breakthrough and growth and discipleship and all kinds of things. And so the Lord was already preparing this shift without us ever realizing that he was doing that. I believe, and the board believes, Marie and I both believe, and the board believes, that that is the wisdom of God, making sure Life Church is never skips a beat and continues that story that God is writing for Life Church. What will happen is there will be an opportunity for an election at the end of June. So we'll give you a timeline here in just a minute, kind of about how all this is going to work out. But the board and myself are very confident that the first people to be considered are ones that God's already brought into our house and into our culture. Too many times when churches go into transition mode and they don't have that, it throws the church into all kinds of chaos because there's no carrier of the vision. There's no carrier of the heart of that church. And then they bring in someone from outside and the entire church changes and it's not the same place anymore. But notice how God, and this is what I want you to see, notice how God foresaw these things, how God put your next leaders into the house to be a part of the training and the development. They helped us create even the core values of the church and to kind of bring into language some of the things that you're now seeing that you're falling in love with in this church. Some of that has all come from their inspiration and their leadership to put all that together. So you're enjoying so much of what's already coming out of them as leaders. And so when you have that opportunity, a lot of churches don't have someone in the mix that is quality enough to take the church and keep leading it. And so they have to reach outside of their house. But God didn't do that here. What God did here was he brought high-level, high-quality leaders in and made sure that they adopted and integrated into the Life Church culture so that it could continue to be written, it could continue to grow, and continue to have fellowship with us even as the future continues. It's exciting to see the wisdom of God and God's love for this house in that, so that this house never goes into a time or season of wandering. So we're really grateful to the Lord for them, and we'll get to them in just a moment, but I wanted you to kind of see the wisdom and the mind of God in all that. Did you want to add anything to that? Sure, you can do a time frame.
So what does this look like time-wise? Basically, our final weekend here at Life Church will be Sunday, June 23rd. So it's only a few weeks away. There's going to be one all-church service. There won't be a Saturday night. There won't be one in Rockford. We're just going to come together on Sunday morning on June 23rd at 10 o'clock. And we're going to have a family picnic right afterwards and just be together on that day. And then the following Sunday will be the election that we were talking about. Some people were asking, our kids will continue to attend Life Church after that until God moves us. So this will still, they'll still be around. That's part of the beautiful relationship, the health of this, which is pretty awesome. My parents are going to continue to, this will be their home. Some people ask that question, gosh, we're gone. No, they're here. They're excited to be here. They're excited to serve. My mom's going to be doing altar teams and things like, my dad's still on the board. I mean, they're not going anywhere. This is their church. They'll still continue to be here. And I hope that helps you see, there's nothing hidden in this. You know, this is what we're telling. I mean, that's why we wanted to share the story, because there's no hidden anything. I mean, scandal, I don't know. There's just nothing.
Why are you looking at me? Like, what do you want me to say there? No, there's not. It was a dream. It was a dream.
When we told the board, I mean, the board had no idea. I mean, this was definitely came from us and from that. And so hopefully that just helps you see the health of what is truly there. So that kind of gives you a little bit idea of the timeline.
Yeah, so the next few weeks, like next Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, and then the first three Sundays of June will be our last services that we're running officially. So next week, I'm excited. I really believe the Lord wants us to have like an encounter type service. We're going to be doing a lot of praying for people. We're going to do a lot of extra worship. Just want the Holy Spirit to just continue to move in the presence here in our house. And then I have a very specific series the Lord gave me into June about just some final things that I'd like to just impart and share with you guys. So I would really love it if everyone could make a priority to be at those three, the next four services. It's our last opportunity to really kind of pour out into you in that way. But it's not the end of a thing. It's the beginning of a new thing. And I just want to make sure you hear us say that so clearly that we believe that with all of our heart, that this is just a chapter of the story of Life Church and the page is turning and a new chapter for your life is beginning and for your children and for your future and all that kind of stuff as you walk and move in the things of the Spirit. And so that's just really important that you hear us. Like, I know Life Church is going to be in great hands. You couldn't ask for better people than Pastors Ken and Crystal, Dr. Ken and Crystal, to lead in this season and in this transition. And their friendship to us is just beautiful. Like, again, so many pastors don't have that opportunity. And so what happens is they bring in some outside person, and it's that scripture that says, and there arose a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph and his family. And it just changes everything. But God has given us the ability, though it'll be different, though Ken and Crystal have their own vision and their own, you know, personalities, and that's all part of God's wisdom for your life. I want you to hear that. It's all part of God knowing what you need in the next season of your life. It'll still be the similar tone, similar spirit, similar vision, healing, prophetic, freedom, evangelism, relevant Holy Spirit, all the things that make Life Church, are core values in their life. And so this church and its story can continue and not just have some weird left turn. And so I'm super grateful for them being provided by God for this transition. Again, 3 years ago, not knowing it was going to happen, but the Lord knowing, I believe, that it was going to happen. And that would be the wisdom of God writing all these things down to make sure everybody was taken care of in that. So I'm just making sure that we didn't miss anything that we really wanted to communicate to you. What did you say? Yeah. So here's what we'd like to do. At this time, we'd like to invite up, actually, Pastors Ken and Crystal to the platform so that they can address you and kind of share what's been in their heart and in their thoughts. Would you welcome them as they come on up?
So obviously, a number of weeks ago, when Pastor Kevin invited me to Panera and said, I've got to talk to you, we got to talk now. And I'm like, okay. And then for about 10 minutes or so, he stammered and stuttered and said, I don't know how to tell you this. I don't know what I'm going to say to you. And if you remember, he'd been gone for a few weeks, and I thought, oh boy, I put my foot in it now. He can't figure out, because of our friendship, how he needs to call me on the carpet because I said something or did something stupid, and he's trying to figure out how to, you know, say, I didn't like that, and I'm like, all these thoughts are going through my head, and finally, we're like, spit it out, and he's like, I'm leaving. And I'm like, you're what? And I know what he was thinking, because when we came here out of relationship, because we feel that all effective ministry comes from relationship. And so the one thing that we knew moving here, because our churches had interacted, was that it was the same vision, it was the same philosophy, it was the same heart. Otherwise, we wouldn't have come. But we also had this other deal. And the deal was, I come and serve you for the rest of my life. And you're staying put, right? Yes, this is our life's work. And I know he was, because he is loyal and because he knew all that, it was very difficult for him to share that information. But as soon as he told me the story, I knew that God was in it. And I'm sure he was wondered whether I was going to yell at him or holler at him or say, how could you do this to me or whatever. The one thing that I hope you will do for this incredible couple, and I tell you, Crystal and I honor them, and we are privileged to work with them and serve under them, and they will always have place here, and they will always be welcome back, and they will come back routinely, and look at, we were friends long before I was on staff here, so you have to understand that. We were friends first, right? And that's kind of a cool thing. But this is what my prayer has been. When he told me that, I wasn't upset. How could I be upset when God is working? Now, I might not like it, and we have certainly grieved this because we're going to miss interacting with them on a daily and weekly basis because we love them as friends, and they have helped us immensely, and we hope we have helped them. But this is my prayer for all of you. We're all sad. We're all sad. Let's just acknowledge that. We're all sad. And you can even say to God, like I did, you know, God, I don't necessarily like this. But I would hope that in the story that they've shared tonight, that you would be able to go up to them afterwards and say, Pastor Kevin, Pastor Maria, we are so sad to see you leave because you've been an incredible part of our lives and you've done incredible work here. But we rejoice with you, and we're excited for you because we see God's fingerprints all over this. That's the response that I hope they will get because we've been through this after 25 years at Living Water. The day we said it, I wasn't sure whether people were going to shoot me or come up to me and say, you betrayed us, you were supposed to be here until you retired and all this stuff. You know, for us, it was in a week of prayer and fasting for the whole church that God just said to us one night, at the same time, you're done. Turn it over to a younger guy, and I'm going to send you to a younger guy. And it's like, okay, God. Because as Pastor Kevin said, we're people of the Spirit. And sometimes we don't always understand where the wind blows. But our responsibility is to follow it, right? And so I hope you will be happy for them because we are thrilled and we're excited not to see them leave, but because we believe that where God is taking them is going to be amazing for them and their family. It's going to be beyond description. And we've been praying that and prophesying that over them and decreeing and declaring that. And so we wanted to just say that. We want you to know one other thing, and then I'm going to turn it to Crystal for a moment. Okay, so we were lead pastors for 25 years, and you might be saying, well, you left that and you came here to serve. Yeah, that's what God told me to do. And look at, I'm having a ball being the executive pastor here, right? Like the first day, you'll remember this, that I was here, I came in, and the first thing I told Pastor Kevin was, man, I slept last night for the first time in 25 years. This feels amazing. So, like, I'm having a ball. It's been great. And we really didn't think we would lead pastor again because we've been thrilled serving Pastor Kevin and Maria and serving all of you. We love what we do here. But I want to tell you this. God started speaking to us a number of months ago to get ready, but we didn't know what that meant. Like, get ready. I don't know. And so when Pastor Kevin told me, I want you to know that we are super excited and honored and privileged to be able to lead you in this next season. We are ready to go. Look, I've had a three-year break, in a sense, because this has been great to me. It's been like a break. And we are ready to go, and we are excited. So if you had any, like, thoughts about, well, you know, do they even want to do this? You know what? We have a fantastic staff here. I love our staff. We have fallen in love with this area. We love this area. We love the town. We love all of you. We love the church. We love what the church stands for. And look at, the vision isn't going to change. I'm just telling you right now, what we're going to do is we are standing on the foundation that Pastor Kevin and Pastor Maria laid, and we're going to start building on top of that foundation, but the vision isn't changing. The values are not changing. All right? Hear me. We're just going to blowtorch those things like crazy and see God do whatever he wants to do in this next season. And so you're not going to have to worry about left turns, right turns. We're just going to continue on in the vision that we've had here. So we want you to know that we just feel honored that Pastor Kevin and Maria would feel that way about us and would entrust their baby to us, because I know what it's like to entrust your baby to someone. And for the board to ask us to serve in this capacity. And so we're just super, super honored, and we're super, super excited.
Yeah, I know. God's moves in our lives are amazing and are wonderful. They're just not always predictable. We invite them. We ask for them. Not my will, your will. Whatever you want, Lord, I'll do. And after our first position as just a very young married couple in Akron, Ohio, and when the Lord moved there to move us out to Illinois, I was really upset with him. I'd grown to love the people. I had grown, you know, in that small, short period of time to have friends and all of that. And I remember I said, Lord, this just isn't fair. How come you're calling us out to Illinois? And even though there was an excitement, but I was like, God, my friends, the people I love, the people I've given my heart to, why are you doing this? This is hard, and I don't like it. And the Lord said to me, one day, you will have friends and relationships all over the world. And that's the inheritance that I will give you. And as we have moved where God has told us, that has brought us right here to this moment in this day, that word is still true. But it's not just true for Ken and I, it's true for Kevin and Maria. Because as the Lord expands them to new places and new seasons and new relationships and new work, the body of Christ is built. And we all get to be built together. And the body of Christ builds upon the body of Christ. That's how it works well. And it's been building for over 2,000 years when the first 12 disciples were obedient and left their homes and went. And it has rippled through the ages until this moment, and it will continue to ripple for the years to come until Jesus returns. That's the story we are all in. An amazing story that crosses not only cities and towns and states, but generations and thousands of years. And we get to participate in that. And yes, at times it hurts because we have to say bye. We have to allow them to go and be who God has called them to be. And so we recognize the pain that some of you may be in because I'm there with you. It's not a bad thing. It's not a wrong thing. It's a human thing. It's a human thing. And you know what? We work together through that We celebrate, we remember, and we build upon the legacy and the road they paved for all of us. And we honor the work they laid in the foundation by honoring how God has led them and what he's told them and how he continues to build the house. So you know what? Together, we remember. And we will continue to remember. You will not offend us. So don't, I'm going to say this. You will not offend us when you remember Kevin and Maria. You will honor us and you will honor them. And it is our great privilege to take what they have planted and grown and to lead it on. Understand, we build the kingdom. We don't build our own houses. And I think whatever God has to build, I want to be a part of. Even when it hurts a little to say goodbye and to separate from those we love very dearly. But you know what? They'll be back here. And they will visit. Because we will celebrate them. And we will honor them.
So. Couple of things. One is we asked Ken and Crystal to take a couple weeks vacation before the transition, so you won't see them for a couple of weeks, and that's intentional. We want them to get refreshed, relax, you dream together, and then when they'll be back, I think Father's Day weekend is the next time that you'll see them in church, but that's very intentional. We want them to get some breathing room, get some space, dream, play together, have fun. Get some pepper. No, I'm just kidding. I just had to. I just had to say it. I just had to say it. Had to say it. Yeah. Go get the pepper shaker. Go get the pepper shaker. No, oh, I needed that laugh. It was a big one. Oh, forgive me, Lord. All right. But it was funny. Anyway. So I just wanted you to know, when you don't see them for a couple weeks, it's intentional. So when they do come back, they're ready to run, and we're excited about that. Again, there'll be an election service. They'll preach the 30th, the weekend of the 30th. That after those services, there'll be opportunity. They will be the candidates. You'll come together as members, those of you that are members, and there'll be an election opportunity there. I think our superintendent may even be there. I think we're inviting him to come be there. And so that's part of that process. And then they'll start, July running. And that's our hopes and our blessing. Our kids will still be coming through here. You won't see us in July, August. We want to give space. And hopefully by that point, we may be traveling and asking, and seeing where the Lord may have us or where he may be sending us. This is such a big thing. I just want to make sure I'm not missing, anything. I love what Crystal was saying there at the end. I always told the Lord that the church doesn't belong to us. I mean, that's always been our prayer. We've always said it personally. It's the Lord's church. And I'm grateful because in a culture where churches are built on a person or individuals or personalities, I believe that Jesus built you. And I believe that Jesus is going to continue to build you. And I just pray you breathe that and you speak that even into anybody else that didn't get to come tonight and didn't get to see or feel the God story here, because I get it. We get it. There's a lot of transition that happens in church, and it's not always pretty or beautiful, and that's unfortunate, because then when the Lord does do something, people don't believe it. They don't expect it to be God, because so many people have used the God card. In reality, they're doing something else. But I think we have such a great opportunity at Life Church to bring healing to a lot of people, because transition is a part of life. Change is a part of life. God is going to always be changing things throughout his church. And if there aren't some good examples out there, every time God brings change into a season, churches are going to get all scared and weird because there's no good examples. But what if we could be a good example as a church of transition? What if we could not, you know, get all, you know, upset about the change and embrace that God's doing something? And what if we could get behind the wisdom of God? And what if we could get behind the idea of God using dreams in this generation and that God is going to put a new dream in your heart for your future? What if we could help our kids? Because how you respond in this season is going to get into your kids and into your grandkids, and that's going to perpetuate what they believe about church. And you have to understand, God isn't doing something negative to you or to us. Does that make sense? He's doing something for you and for us. He's growing you into a new season. And even when things are prosperous and healthy, he still prunes. He still changes things because he's trying to produce even more fruit, right? And so we have an opportunity as a church, I think, to even bring a lot of healing to people based on our own expectation, faith, how we receive this transitional season. If we run with it, we can set new precedents for this area, that churches can transition healthy, that God can do things and it be amazing. And it doesn't have to be some negative crisis thing. It could be something beautiful. And so I want to ask you to trust the Lord and to believe in him and to let this be something healthy. Let this be something pure and beautiful. And let's let our kids and grandkids believe that God can still do that. And then when they grow up one day and there's change and seasons like that, they will have followed your example of how to hear the Lord and know when it's healthy and to go along with that change. So I think those are the final things in that moment that I wanted to say. Is there anything you wanted to add or say? All right. So if I can invite our staff up, pastoral staff up, or staff up and the board up, if you'll come on up, we're going to have a time of prayer. Why don't we all stand? Just want to seal this in some prayer. And again, we're not disappearing. You're going to see us over the next month. And don't let that be weird. You know what I mean? Like when you see us in the lobby or you see us at Walmart or Target, it's like, well, should I talk to them? Of course, we're family, you know? This is all God. This is all healthy. We're always going to be a part of your life and your story and your journey. And so just don't let there be any weird distance because of change. Let's let ourselves be as close and as possible and interactive as possible so that we can continue to carry that closeness in the future and in what's to come. And so I'm just going to ask them, why don't you guys come on up? And we're going to ask Norma, or actually Mike is a board member, and then Norma, we've asked them to kind of lead us in prayer. So don't just pray for us, but pray for us because of the story that God is building, all right? We're going to agree together.
Hallelujah. Precious Lord, we're so grateful for your love for each one of us. Lord, your word says, the steadfast love of the Lord never changes. His mercies, they will endure to the end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And Father, we're so grateful for the faithfulness you've laid in our hearts in this body for the last 16 years and the foundation that you put on Pastor Kevin and Maria's heart to get us to this incredible point after so long and all the labor that they've put forth in your name, dear Lord, and we thank you for that. But God, your Lord also says it never changes. It's new every morning. Your love is new every morning. And we embrace that newness that you're going to bring to us through Pastor Ken and through Crystal. And we're grateful, dear Father, for the next 16 years or more that you have in store for this body. Father, if this is your work, if this is the things that you have placed within our hearts to embrace, dear Father, how can we not rejoice and be excited about the future that you have for us? We're so grateful, dear God, and we just embrace the things that you have for us to lay a hold on. We thank you for that in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this heavenly transaction that's happening right now, Father, before heaven and on earth, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, that we're witnessing, Lord, the manifestation of the apostolic call over this house, Lord, that through Pastor Kevin, as he has laid the foundation of the Spirit and of the Word, Father God, that, Lord, that we're going to continue to build upon that, Lord, that he has placed. And this is a manifestation of what apostolic ministry is, Lord. And as Pastor Kevin and Maria, Lord, have laid this foundation, Lord, I know that you are releasing, even as Jesus was baptized in the river and how you opened the heavens and said, well done, my good and faithful servant, Lord. I thank you that this is a good and faithful servant moment in the life of Pastor Kevin and Pastor Maria, Lord. And Father, I thank you that you have even honored this congregation and deemed them mature enough to handle an apostolic move like this. So I thank you that you have grown this church through them, Father, that the seeds, Lord God, that this is a season of budding and blooming and fruitfulness of all the words that have come out of his mouth, Lord God, the preachings, the teachings, the impartations, Lord, and even the prophetic words that he's released over this house and over the people, Lord. This is a true, Lord, apostolic movement tonight, Lord, and you have deemed this congregation mature, Lord God, to be able to handle this type of transaction. And I thank you, Lord, that you brought the bricklayers to build upon this, Lord. Pastor Ken and Crystal, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing them with experience, Father, experienced builders, Lord, that have a manifestation of building, Father. And we thank you for that, Lord. We are honored by you, Lord God, to be able to move this way in this time and season, Father. So, Father God, we pray for Pastor Kevin and Pastor Maria, Lord, as you launch them, Lord God, in this season, Father, and Lord, that they are walking on even the words that they have taught, Lord, that they have taught and built up to this season for such a time as this, Lord God, and that you have called, even as he's laid the foundation for growth in this church, that there is even another level for them, Father God, for they have been faithful over little. You're going to put them over much. Make them ruler over much, Father. I thank you for their next season, Lord. I thank you for that you have prepared their children, Lord. Prepare their finances as well, Lord God. We pray that all their movements, Lord, are just synchronized, Father God. And as they move forward, Lord, to another place, but not they may be released, but not disconnected, Lord. Lord God, they're released, but not disconnected, Father God. And Lord, we thank you that we can love them from another place, Lord God, a place of gratitude, Lord, in our hearts for all that you have given us through them, Father God. And we just pray that you continue to bless them, Lord. Bless Ken and Crystal as they, Lord, come out of the gate, Lord God, just moving, Father God, because this is your perfect timing, Lord God. This is your moment, Lord. And I thank you for this congregation, Lord, that they are ready, Father God, for this next move, Lord. I thank you that they've been prepared by the words from Pastor Kevin and Maria, Lord. And I pray for the staff of Life Church too, Father God, that, Lord, that we will all move together, Lord, and that river is going to continue to flow and move about, Father. So we thank you, Lord. We are honored by you tonight, Father, to not just talk about apostolic, Lord, but even cause it to be manifested right before our very eyes, Lord. So we give you all the glory, all the honor, and the power is yours, Father God. Lord, and I just have to say this. Pastor Kevin, I hear the Lord say that you have come into new levels and dimensions that you're about to walk in as never before, that has not even been introduced to other generations before you, says the Lord, because I trust your maturity, son. I trust your maturity, says the Lord, and it will be synchronized. You will walk right into the things that I have for you, son. You are faithful. You are a good and faithful, not just servant. You are a good, faithful son. I call you son, says the Lord, and know that you are going to continue to move and even get ready, says God, because words are going to flow out of you like never before. The books, the Lord says, just start writing, because it's fresh off the press of your own life. You're the epistle, says the Lord, and you're going to bring many congregations through just by your books. Many pastors, many different denominations are going to break through because of your walk, because of the way you have heard me, says the Lord. So know that my hand is upon you, says the Lord, and know that even that inside of you that needs to break forth shall come forth. Like it will not come violently. It will come like a smooth river, says the Lord. So, Father, we thank you tonight, and we just bless your holy name in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
All right. All right, Life Church. There's more to be written. and there's ice cream in the lobby. So bless you as you go. We're going to be out there fellowshipping, so hang out, enjoy each other, love on each other, fellowship, all right? We'll see you guys in just a little bit out there.